It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In road news out of Sharon, Connecticut, there's a new road foreman in Sharon, Jamie Reed. He's got lifelong experience in road maintenance industry and has been a member of the road crew in Sharon for 4 years. His father, Donnie, is the road supervisor in Salisbury. Now, drainage work on Nibolo Hill Road and Cary Hill Road has begun and will continue into May. Road closures and or delays will be posted on Facebook, the Sharon page. One change to the project is the replaced pipe settle prior to the paving will be delaying the paving of Nibolo Hill Road and Cary Hill Road for 1 year. If you travel on Mudge Pond Road, the town explains you'll understand their decision. Several pipe areas on the road settled, causing dips, and the town would like to avoid that in the future. In Connecticut, state lawmakers and advocates are now concentrating on bills banning so-called ghost guns and imposing new gun storage requirements. Top Democratic legislators and Governor Ned Lamont reaffirmed commitments to passing the legislation during a rally earlier this week. Groups supporting stronger gun control laws organized at the state capitol. Representative Vincent Candelario of North Haven told rallygoers that while he was opposed to pass gun control bills, that he would be supporting two bills to require loaded and unloaded firearms be securely stored in households and in motor vehicles. In Kent, the time's almost arrived to get out gardening tools and start preparing the garden plots for the season at the Kent Community Garden. Kent Land Trust has opened registration for the Kent Community Garden's 10th season. The gardens are located on some of the town's best farm soil in the field to the east of the Kent Center School behind Kent Greenhouse and Gardens. The garden is managed using sustainable practices and is pesticide and herbicide free. Gardeners have included individuals, neighbors, or friends sharing plots, community-tended plots to benefit the Kent Food Bank, scouts, church organizations, and school children. Water and a storage shed are centrally located and open to all gardeners. The application period is open. Plots measuring 4 by 10 feet are available on a first-come, first-served basis for a seasonal rate of $30. In addition, gardeners may reserve multiple plots for $15 each. Applications available at the entrance to the Kent Town Hall or online, kentlandtrust.org/community-garden, or email GWYNNE@SEUFERT@KentLandTrust.org. Woodstock 50 may be smaller than originally anticipated. The festival could see a maximum of 75,000 attendees, according to Tyler County Administrator Tim O'Hearn. Festival organizers had previously said about 100,000 people may attend the show, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 1969 Woodstock Music and Art Fair. Woodstock 50 is scheduled to be held August 16th, 17th, and 18th at Watkins Glen International Racetrack in Watkins Glen. Jay-Z, Lumineers, Common Dead, and Company are among the dozens of bands scheduled to perform at the event by Ulster County resident Michael Lang, co-founder and co-producer of the 1969 Woodstock Festival. Sheffield Senior Center on Cook Road will present a forum at 6:30 as local candidates running in the Maytown election will be on hand to discuss their platform and will field questions from voters. The Falls Village Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. Berkshire Botanical Gardens in Stockbridge presenting a new initiative for those who would like to experience gardening through photography. The first meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. at the center's house on West Stockbridge Road. Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents George Orwell's 1984, April 26th and 27th at 7:30, and a matinee on the 28th at 2:30 at the Black Box Theater at the Hotchkiss School. Tickets are $10, $5 for students and senior citizens, cash or check only. Purchase tickets at the door. Reservations are not necessary. More information at 860-435-4423. The town of Great Barrington Recycling Center and Transfer Station will hold a bulky waste collection on Saturday, April 27th, 7 until 3 p.m. No business waste will be accepted. For a complete list of what is and what is not accepted, contact the office at 413-528-0867. Unused or expired prescription medications are a public issue for safety. Can lead to accidental poisoning, misuse, and overdose, according to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. To address the critical public safety concern, local law enforcement, Vassar Brothers Medical Center in Poughkeepsie, Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck and Sharon Hospital will team up April 27th to help community members dispose of unwanted prescriptions, over-the-counter, and pet medications. The service is free and anonymous. Medications should be kept in original packaging with patient information removed. Now, law enforcement locations include the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, Home Depot parking lot in Poughkeepsie, New York, on the 27th from 10 till 2, Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, Dover Elementary School in Dover Plains from 10 to 2, and the Connecticut Troop B headquarters, Ashley Falls Road in Canaan, Connecticut, also on the 27th. Housatonic American Legion Post 298 and VFW Post 8183 holding an open house for all veterans and their families on Saturday from 10 till 2 at their Coon Avenue location. VA Outreach Specialist Brian Doe and Veterans Outreach Case Manager Michael King will explain the latest developments regarding VA care and veterans benefits. Berkshire Botanical Garden, West Stockbridge Road, is presenting Transplanting Trees and Shrubs and Planting Small Ornamental Trees. That'll happen on Saturday from 10 until 1. BerkshireBotanical.org for more information. Stockbridge Festival Chorus will present Maurice Duroy-Flay in a concert on Saturday at the First Congregational Church, Main Street in Stockbridge. Tickets $20 per person, $10 for members of local community choirs and children 18 and under. They're admitted free. A reception will follow. More information at 413-298-3137. Rolof Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, holding their monthly cookbook club on Saturday from 1 till 2:30. Bring a covered dish as a potluck lunch will be served. More information at 518-325-4101. Members of the New Marlboro Volunteer Fire Company holding their annual spring dance at Gedney Farm, 6 to 10 on Saturday, April 27th. Tickets $35 can be purchased from any fire company member or stop by the Mill River General Store on Great Barrington Road, or contact David Smith at 413-429-6608. The Scaticoke First Nations and Watershed Center invite the public to join them for a special evening of stories, sharing, ceremony, and connection. The Water Protector Kern Brothers will be in conversation with Sashim Hawkstorm on the spirit of oneness. The event will be held on Sunday from 5 till 7 p.m. A donation of $20 to $100 is asked to support the work of the Watershed Protector Grandmothers. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 59.34 to 26,597.05 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 8102.02 and the S&P 500 at 2927.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.